It's something most of us probably take for granted. But for billions of people across the globe, proper sanitation just doesn't exist. That's a big problem, and for water startup owners like Jason Barkalew of Bacterial Robotics, it's also big business. He's preparing to license his technologies in China and India, nascent markets he says don't have legacy projects holding them back.
They don't have centralized wastewater treatment plants, for example. So they really look at things like, well, can you decentralize wastewater treatment? And that ability for us to leap past the legacy environments like wireless did, for example, they don't have phone lines running all over India and China like we do in the United States. Everybody has a mobile.
Bacterial Robotics created tiny bacteria called bactobots that, in highly simplified terms, clean wastewater and produce electricity. Beyond sanitation, water is important to global manufacturing, agriculture, and of course for drinking. Alan Vickery is president of the Confluence Water Innovation Technology Cluster Board of Directors.
The hottest of the hot spots, I think, is the Asian Pacific region, China, India. The Middle East is a water scarce region, and a lot of the people are going to be actually added to those regions, Northern Africa, Singapore, a small island that recognizes that they must find ways to use water more efficiently and become more independent of themselves.
The international water market is fraught with regulatory hurdles. That's where Kara Sweeney comes in. As the outgoing international trade specialist with the U.S. Commercial Services Cincinnati office, she helped companies find opportunities and cut through red tape.
There's a lot of potential. We see a lot with water technologies as far as requests coming from overseas offices looking for different types of technologies.
For example, there's a company in Saudi Arabia looking for a way to identify water pipeline leaks and employ specialized sensors throughout its systems. The commercial service is focused on tapping into Cincinnati's water industry, specifically targeting water technology businesses here and seeking related opportunities abroad.
I think we are still sort of getting that name out there overseas, that there is this sort of hotbed here for water industry, water technologies. And when I tell them that we have the labs and the type of companies we have, there is a positive response. So I think hopefully we can kind of get that word out. There's a reason to come visit. There's a reason to look at our companies. I think it's going to be great for the area.
Major corporations are also focusing on their big water needs and target markets overseas. Procter & Gamble's Scott Dyer says the company wants to reduce its own water consumption as well as that of the people using its products.
I routinely are seeing new technologies come across my desk with the ultimate role of reducing water and or energy costs.
P&G has slashed water usage at manufacturing sites more than 20% since 2007. It's created Downy Single Rinse, Tide Cold Water, and its foreign counterpart Ariel Ultra, which all require less water and energy to use.
There's a lot of chemical and product innovation that has to go along with the continued reduction of water.
The company also spends a lot of money and time creating and distributing small chemical packets people in third world countries use for small-scale water purification. Dyer says one packet can create 10 liters of potable water. Alan Vickery of Confluence points out another reason companies with manufacturing plants around the world, like P&G, have a vested interest in water.
And if their workforce doesn't have the gift, if you will, of clean drinking water, they will be sick. They will not show up.
Employees also have to eat, so Vickery says technologies are desperately needed to make agricultural water use more efficient. And if all this can and is being done in Greater Cincinnati, that's good news for the local economy. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.